Saving Private Ryan is acclaimed for its realistic portrayal of the gore and violence of war. It also includes soldiers using the F-word more than 40 times. The FCC imposed fines on several stations recently when the rock singer Bono used the F-word during a live broadcast of the Golden Globe Awards. The media critic for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Tim Kuprison, says WISN in Milwaukee and many other stations simply aren't sure how strictly the FCC is interpreting its new rules.
Because Saving Private Ryan has some pretty rough language that crosses that Bono barrier, they face the possibility of being fined because it's local affiliates who are fined and not the networks.
Stations in other large cities that account for more than a third of the nation's viewers are also replacing Saving Private Ryan tonight with lighter fare. That makes some veterans unhappy. The adjutant of a Milwaukee-area American Legion post, Joe Triscari, says the movie is an accurate portrayal of the war.
What they did in that particular movie is they did not take any poetic license. They did exactly what the fellows were saying on the front lines when they went through this movie. Just the way it's got to be. It's a natural thing.
Triscari says stations should at least replace the movie with another one that portrays veterans, but instead WISN will air Far and Away, starring Tom Cruise, and other stations are replacing it with an edited version of Eddie Murphy's Coming to America. Local affiliates tried to get permission from ABC to delay the movie until after 10, when fewer children would be watching and the FCC rules are looser, but the network refused. Green Bay's ABC affiliate is the only other in Wisconsin that is preempting the movie tonight, citing concerns with the FCC. Stations in Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Wausau will air it tonight at 7. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.